I'm just so excited to have Manny Arricio with us this morning and to be able to come and to share his vision and what they've been doing. Tallahassee is a big area, but we're still a small community. And I think sometimes we forget that. And here we are on the outskirts of the city limits, but we're still part of Leon County. And Leon County's got a lot of challenges, like every county. So with that, without any further ado, Manny, would you come and share? And I'm going to sit down there on the front row. I'm a front row Methodist, so. Welcome, Manny.
Thank you.
Either one.
All right. First of all, thank you, Pastor Rabbi, and thank you, Ms. Mott, you and all the congregation here for having us this morning here. My grandson, Manny, and the third. And the first, my son, the second, and he's the third. I don't know if he's going to continue on or not, but that's the way we've done it. I'm Pastor Manny Arricio. I pastor a church. Actually, I was associate pastor of a church in Miami for over 15 years, then I became executive pastor for 4 years there. When the Lord called me out, He said, it's time to leave the four walls, you know, and move out. And I said, well, Lord, I'm kind of comfortable here. Getting up there in age. I have 4 children, 11 grandchildren, and 10 great-grandchildren.
Hallelujah.
So you see, we were busy at that time also with the kids. And with the church and everything, when you're executive pastor, you're ministering all the ministers are under you, plus finances, plus this. I was busy there, but I was comfortable. And the Lord said, I'm going to check your nest. And things started to occur. Where I wasn't comfortable any longer. And I said, no, Lord, I'm still here. Don't worry. And my wife said, how long are you going to be? So until we decided, COVID came. The great COVID. COVID came, so church closed. So I was out. And we started then working with Share Your Heart, which I have known for years. Mr. Gonzalez, who started Victory for You, and then / Share Your Heart. We used to call him the crazy one. The little crazy one, because he had this vision. And he gave up his business, and he gave up everything for the vision that God had given him. So we worked together. When I was a pastor there, we worked together a lot of giving food for people and all the things. But when COVID came, we became partners. I received a call one day that told me, we got food, a lot of food. Can you handle 100,000 boxes of food? I said, can I handle 100,000? So I said, yes. So I called Rolly. I said, Rolly, can you handle 100,000 boxes of food? He said, we can handle anything you got. So we started giving boxes of food out. And that's how I came up here to Tallahassee. My son has been here for 18 years. And we were here with him, and he said, Dad, let's contact. We contacted several pastors in the area, and we started giving the food, the boxes of food. So that's how I started working with Share Your Heart in a full-time basis. So after that, he asked me, he says, well, one of our gates, which is Tallahassee, is called the Fish Gate. And I'll tell you a little more right now about it. And he said, would you like to stay there and work with Share Your Heart in Tallahassee? And I saw the vision of what he was doing throughout the state in different areas. I said, oh, I'd love to. Even though I know nothing about Tallahassee, you know, I have to ask Google to give me addresses. Take me around, yes. Ways, and my wife. Go turn right, turn right. That's what Google says. So we did come up here. We've been here for now for 18 months. Staying here. We've been working here for the past 2 years. And here we are. So now I'm going to give you a little bit about the history about Share Your Heart. Share Your Heart was started 25 years ago in Dade County with called Victory for Youth. Victory for Youth was an organization doing our youth concerts and youth events throughout the state, but mostly South Florida. We're working with all the churches and schools and bringing the youth to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Our main goal is evangelist, to spread the word, spread the seed around. If you spread the seed, someone's going to eat it, and someone's going to come to the Lord. So that was our vision. That was Mr. Gonzalez's vision, until one day someone called him from DCF and said, Mr. Gonzalez, can you help us? And this happened about 10 years ago. He says, can you help us? What is that you need? He said, we need someone to get food and take it to some homes. There's a lot of need in foster care families and a lot of families. So he said, yes, we can do it. He went to the Lord, started praying, said, Lord, give me a vision of how you want us to do this. How is it that you want us to do it? It's not just giving food out. What is that you want out of this? Because if they call me, it's because there's a reason. So the Lord gave him the book of Nehemiah. Mm-hmm. Okay? And here's where we are. The book of Nehemiah. Building the walls. Mm-hmm. Rebuilding those walls and those gates. How do we do it? He called me and a lot of people were in prayer for the Lord to give him guidance of how he was going to do it. We started in South Florida. We share your heart. Victory for Youth continue. We share your heart to go over. And we started getting donations. We started getting the churches involved. Building chaplains. Because our vision is to take the vision of Nehemiah to the local communities. Nehemiah did not build the wall. The communities around the gates build a wall. Your community, you are just going to build a wall. Not Manny Ariso that came from the county. No, I'm only going to pass on the mission and give you the instructions and give you the ideas and give you the means to build that wall. So we went into the book of Nehemiah and started reading, and it says that Nehemiah, his brother, Hanani, came in. And he asked him, how is everything going on there? And he said, well, the people are in distress and disgrace. And if we see around our community, there's a lot of people in distress.
Amen.
There's so much need. The zip code. I was talking to the pastor. It was poor zip code in Tallahassee. I mean, the state owns of Florida. Can you imagine that? I couldn't imagine when I heard that. I could not imagine it. Until I started doing things here. And I said, my God. So there's people in distress. So Nehemiah prayed. He was a man of prayer. And we started to pray for the Lord to direct us, to show us things. Mr. Gonzalez got into the word, the little crazy man got this vision. And he started sharing with everybody. Everybody started saying, you're crazy. You're crazy. The state of Florida? No, you're crazy. He said, no, I'm not crazy. This is God. And I want to do what God called me to do. So he got this vision on the walls. He started praying, asking God for directions. How was he going to do it? And to explain to him the book of Nehemiah, what was the things in Nehemiah? Nehemiah prayed. He was a man of prayer. Nehemiah got revelation from God. It took him a while. It says it started in autumn and he finished in spring before he went to the king. Nehemiah had a position that a lot of people said, cupbearer. Cupbearer was an important position. He was in front of the king every day. But this time, this day that he went in front of the king, was a day that he had a saddened face, which he wasn't supposed to. So he went in front of the king that day, and the king asked him, what's the problem? I know you're not sick. There's something in your heart. And he said, yes. But he said again there, he said he prayed again. In the presence of the king, he prayed. Probably quietly, he lifted up his voice to the Lord, and the Lord said, you know, go ahead. Because he had prayed before for favor, and the Lord gave his favor. When we pray to God, like we were saying up there, and we believe, and we have faith, we get favor. The Lord will answer our prayers. So, he went in front of the king. And the king asked him, what is it you need? He says, well, my People are distressed. People are going through a lot. The walls have been burned. The city is destroyed. I need a letter from you to let me go into those places, to go in and get the wood that I need, to go in and get the material that I need. So this is the vision that we got. I said, where are we going to get? Where's the king? Who is the man that we need to talk to about these letters? And, of course, the state of Florida is a governor. But governors change all the time. So DCF was the one that called us, called Gonzalez. So he went to DCF. He said, you are the closest agency to the heart of the governor. You're the agency that has the most employees. You're the agency that has, you know, the most families involved. So DCA gave us an MOU, a memorandum of understanding that we're working with them.
And that's why we're the DCF patch.
Because we can wear the DCF badge. We have a memorandum of understanding with them. We get a background check from them. And they're the one, the main agency that sends us referrals. So we started working with DCF. Next thing, the public school police came in. Next thing, the schools came in. Next thing, other things came in. So we said, where are we going to get the chaplains? Well, we need the chaplains from churches. We need two chaplains from each church. We need to build pantries around town. So why? Why the people from churches? Because the people from churches know their neighborhood, know their zip code. They can take that word to their neighbor that's in need. And not only take that bag of food to them, not only give them a word, but invite them back into the church.
Hallelujah.
Because when people have distress, when they're in need, first thing they tend to do, and that's most of them, is step away from the church. Sometimes they feel disgrace. They feel, you know, where's my faith? Well, God is not supplying my needs. And we're talking about God supplying your needs according to his riches and glory, and I'm not getting them. So what am I going to do? Why should I go back to church? People are going to see my kids are going through situations. Their tennis shoes are broken. Their pants have holes in it. I need food. What am I going to do? So they start stepping away from church. But it's our job to go over there and tell them, you know what? Jesus loves you. And this is what we do. The bag of food is just a way to get in to the house. Bag of food is just a way to open the door for us to spread the word of God. So what our chaplains that are trained, they get a 16-hour training. They get a background check from DCF. We give them everything else they need. They go into this neighborhood, into the houses. They knock on those doors. We call the people. We get referrals from DCF. We're getting a lot of referrals from schools now, from school guidance counselors. We're working right now with the sheriff's department in Quincy. They give us an office there. I have an office down Tharp Street, 1000 Tharp, right next to the human services building there. Back of the farm store. We have an office there too where we have our food pantry. We got food pantry in all the ESSs where people go to get their food stamps. We're building pantries in different schools. Rickers High School has a pantry. We work with Sable Palms Elementary. We work with Raw Elementary, with NIMS, with different schools that they get a lot of food from Second Harvest, but no one goes to the people's houses.
You come get it.
They have to go get it. But we go to the houses. We knock on the doors. We call them. We say, you know what? Here we are. We show them the love of God. We share our heart. Share the love that God has given us, the mercy that God has shown us, and we go and show it to the people. I don't care who you are. I don't care what religion you practice. I don't care what color skin you are. I don't care where you came from or what's going on, who you're going to vote for or who you're not. I'm here to show you God's love. Jesus didn't care. Jesus went to where the people didn't want. Where everyone else, where the Pharisees were saying, what are you doing with that one? What are you doing with the other one? Jesus said, hey, don't talk to me. I'm going to go see those that are in need. Those that need the Lord. Those that need that moment. So we go to that family and we huddle around them for 90 days. What do we say, huddle around them? Yes, we give them support for 90 days. If they need more food, we have the food. We give them the food. And you may ask, well, how do you get the food? Here, we've been working here. We haven't got the grants here yet. And we haven't been working with Second Harvest yet. In South Florida, we get what is called PFAP, which is a government program that gives us food through farm share and certain other identities, because we're not a food bank. We're not a food bank. We have food pantries. Most of the food that we have right now, we buy ourselves. I go to Walmart with my wife, and we buy. We call Dollar Tree, which is cheaper on some things, and we order. Give me 10 boxes of peanut butter. Give me 10 boxes of milk. I've done long shelf milk. We get chicken. We get tuna. We get Vienna sausage. We get rice, green beans, potato. And we got all this and fix a bag for the people. We call it a 72-hour emergency meal, which is a little more than 72 hours. We give them spaghetti sauce. So we'll hold them for at least, you know, 3 or 4 days. A lot of people are waiting for the food stamps. Food stamps haven't come in. If we see there's a big family, we go and buy a chicken, a couple of chickens. We have a ministry, my wife has a ministry from South Florida, where a lot of people still support her. So we get that money, and we go buy this stuff. We try to show the people the love of Christ, the love of the Lord. And this is what I'm bringing to you today, is what Share Your Heart is doing in town, and how can you jump in and help share your heart. And not when we work together alongside. It's not help me. It's not share her, you know, help share your heart. It's working alongside. Not only share your heart, but we work with different agencies and different organizations, because one agency can't do everything. With DCF, what the main thing is preventive. All the CPIs, those are the investigators, children protection investigators, they send us referral before they become a case. So we go into that house. First of all, we check the house out. See what's going on in that home. See what they have. If there's an abused child or anything, we have to report. We're not going to let it go. If there's an abused woman, we're not going to let it go. We're going to report it. But most of the time, it's just to go in there, love on the kids. It is so, you know, heart-touching when you go into a home and you see a child, maybe a 2, 3, 4-year-old kid, come up to you and he says, "Mommy, it's food. You got macaroni and cheese." And then they come and give you a hug and say, "Thank you, sir. Thank you." I mean, that breaks my heart, you know, when I see that a child of that age. And we tend to think sometimes that, you know, people think that because of their condition, they won't accept, "Oh, we're going to bring him," or they'll be a little hostile. I say 99% of the people we go to, young men, young women, mothers, grandparents, all grateful. We definitely pray before that to find favor. So we can go into those places. Pastor, I'm taking too much of your time, but I'm stopping in a couple of minutes. We're so grateful to God for Him to open the doors and for Him to be able to do it. Now we have a drive, we call it Turkey Drive. Last year we gave 350 turkeys out as well. This year we want to give over 500 turkeys. We send out, we work with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We work with them alongside them and certain other organizations that work with us. And what we do is we put flyers in the schools so that the children can bring cans. So they bring cans of food, cans of yam, green beans, is we tell them what we need. So we will collect all those cans, put them together. We're going to work with the Florida State football team. So on the 21st, we're going to start giving, 21st of November, we're going to start giving the turkeys out. On the 18th, we're going to go to different schools and give them 25 turkeys, bags, with all those goods and a turkey, and give it to them. So right now what we're doing is doing this turkey drive. I got letters spreading all over town. My son is part owner of Hangar 38, so he always partners with me. He learned how to be generous because he believes in generosity. The Lord has blessed him enormously because of his giving heart. Actually, he's the one that taught me how to be generous since he was very little. I wasn't a Christian, and he was. And I saw him watching a car for a friend of mine, and he got 10 bucks and took a dollar and put it aside. And when he went to church, he was just collecting quarters, this and that. He was taking it to the offering plate. And he said, "Dad," since he was really little, he said, "Dad, you want to be blessed? You bless others."
Amen.
And I said, "Wow." So that stuck to me. And when I converted to the Lord and gave my life to Jesus Christ, I said, "Hey, this is it, generosity. I got a granddaughter who's a pastor." And that's what they teach in their church. It's generosity. So they've been blessed. And I thank you very much for giving me your time, Pastor. Thank you for giving me over the time that I asked you for. But thank you all. May God bless you. And I hope that, and I pray that some of you might love to join us and to help us as chaplains, or be supportive to us. And now in this turkey drive, or later on, or whatever you can do, we also will need volunteers. You can't be a chaplain. We need a volunteer sometimes to go and help me make bags, you know, and do other things that we do around town. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and He always protect you. Pastor, thank you again.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Thank you.